On the dark corner of East 5th Street in Comal, some say you can take a step back in time. Inside, the fashion choices look straight out of the 70s. Dancing boots, cowboy hats, and high-waisted short shorts. The only reminder that it's 2012 is the ever-present glow of smartphones. Thursday nights are notoriously rowdy. Crowd favorite Mike and the Moonpies pack the dance floor when they take the stage at midnight.
Well, thank y'all so much. We're Mike and the Moonpies. We're right here in Austin, Texas. We're here every Thursday evening.
When you walk into the White Horse, more often than not, you'll be greeted by a long-haired man wearing overalls and a cowboy hat. That's Dennis O'Donnell. He and his business partner opened the White Horse 9 months ago. He remembers the first time he realized the White Horse had tapped into something special.
And see, I'm sitting there behind the bar, and I'm looking at the crowd, and there's a guy in his 70s dancing with his wife. There's these guys in rocker jeans trying to dance as well, along with, you know, younger folks. And I mean, the whole rainbow of everybody was out there trying.
It's just people having fun in Texas. That's just what you do. You drink beer and enjoy yourself.
Al Dressen grew up in Austin in the 60s and 70s. He spent a lot of his time two-stepping in dance halls around Texas. Al and his friends have recently discovered the White Horse, and now, with a new young crowd to dance with, he can barely tear himself away.
This summer, I just got out of hand. It's kind of like I got hooked, you know, like a problem. I haven't got that fixed yet, but I'm working on it.
Al doesn't just walk into the White Horse, he struts through the door and up to the bar to get a Lone Star and scope out tonight's crowd. After the first dance, Al's booked for the rest of the night.
It's fun to have girls come up and ask you to dance. It's hard to stop dancing to go out and cool off sometimes because there's people waiting. The people that are over there remind me of those crowds that would hang out at the Armadillo in those days.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Al's not the only one to say the White Horse has captured that old Austin spirit. But as flattering as those comparisons might be, White Horse owner Dennis O'Donnell says it may be a bit too early to draw those parallels.
It has certainly changed since late 70s, early 80s. But is it like getting to sit down for $5 and see Lightning Hopkins? I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's the same thing. Did you see Townes Van Sant play on the hole-in-the-wall stage, or were you there to see Doug Somm and the Texas Tornadoes get everybody dancing and be right on top of the band, you know? I don't know. I don't know if it's the same.
Let's be honest. Nothing's the same as seeing Doug Somm, but that's okay. What's happening on this corner of East Austin is already writing its own chapter in the history of Austin music, blurring the lines between hipsters and cowboys, young and old. And Al Dressen? He'll be waiting for you at the White Horse if you'd like to share a dance.
You probably just ride away.
You know, I bet I've helped in the last 3 years. I bet I've helped about 2,000 women. You know, if I figure out how many new people I dance with every day.
For the Austin Music Map, I'm Haley Howell.
May come be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.